Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I'm John Batchelor, calling on my colleague Richard Epstein to help me through matters that, as an amateur, I think this is pretty straightforward. But it turns out when you tangle with the Supreme Court, it gets complicated, very complicated. Richard, I read from the Wall Street Journal editorial. Do you hear the justices now, mocks the editorial for people who deny it. That's the question for lower court judges after the Supreme Court nixed a universal injunction that had barred the Trump administration from even attempting to shrink the federal workforce. Federal Workers Union challenged a February executive order directing agency heads to promptly undertake preparations to initiate large-scale reductions in force consistent with applicable law. A lower court in May blocked the EEO, barring the president's appointees from making plans on how to implement large-scale layoffs. The plain language of this is the executive branch hires and fires. So how is it the court's business, Professor?
Well, let me first mention a couple of words that you did not mention, which I think are extremely important. What he said is consistent with applicable law. And so what happens is there is no statement here whatsoever to engage in any form of illegality. And this is a major concession on the part of the president and a necessary one, because it is not the case that all people who work for the federal government can be dismissed at will. So the correct procedure is to say there is no white ground whatsoever for a universal injunction on this. What happens is you have to hold your fire. And then if Mr. X or Ms. Y is fired for some reason which is inconsistent with their contractual obligations or with the statutory framework, you bring that particular case. What they're really trying to do here is to micromanage the government and to say you can't fire anybody, even if it's perfectly legal.
They're being obstreperous on purpose. They're putting spikes in the road to slow the caravan.
And of course, what happens is they do it in a kind of an insidious fashion. They say you have to consult with Congress on this stuff. Now, there are things, in fact, you have to consult with Congress on, but this is certainly not going to be one of them.
Did Congress hire the federal workforce, or did the
executive? No, it didn't. But what happened is, suppose there's somebody in the federal workforce who has some civil service protections of one kind or another. Yeah. Then that person is now fired, and they want to claim that this is
like those advisory boards that you've represented over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I thought those were all unlawful firing, and Trump basically did the same thing and worse that Biden had done. And well, why is that? Because these people are not to be fired by the president.
But if they were hired for an executive job,
then that's it. And those boards were not executive boards.
But if you're hired at the Department of Commerce to fill a needful job, you can be separated from the Commerce Department when and if the president determines expenses or no longer necessary.
If it's a normal executive employee within the executive branch, they may be dismissed. Let me even go one step further. It has been widely held with respect to these people. You may fire somebody even if they're on a term contract. Not just at will, on the theory that the executive authority has the power to determine who would want. And so the most important application of that, and just imagine how this case would apply to it, is what you do is you have all the district attorneys in the United States who were appointed by one administration. They all submit their resignations when the president comes in from a different party or even from the same party. And he can fire them all. Now,
that's customary. That happens
here. Yeah, but it also turns out these people have 3-year appointments in many cases. It doesn't matter. There may be a damage action, probably not, on these cases, but there's no way whatsoever that you can essentially turn the job of an attorney general into a civil service position.
Is this the same as the birthright citizenship? A federal district judge is being troublesome purposely politically.
This is, yes, essentially, this is part of the Trump at any cost. We will do whatever we can to stop him in any particular way. And so they don't care whether it's legal or illegal. The attitude that is on the part of Trump's opponents is he's evil incarnate, and the ends justify the means, and anything we could do to get him is that. Now, you know, I have been involved with suits against Donald Trump as well and against Joe Biden. But my view is I only will bring a suit if I think, in fact, the president has exceeded his authority. And there's another issue here in which I think the president is clearly wrong. The issue is if, in fact, Congress has given somebody an independent authority, as, for example, in the taxing division, to determine whether or not an organization does or does not meet the requirements for a charitable exemption, the president cannot fire that man if Congress has decided to protect him. That is, I don't think that's a contracted will. To take care that the law be faithfully executed means that you have to follow the congressional
guidance.
That's
not the question here. That's why.
No, this case is completely different from all of
consistent
that.
Consistent with applicable law. That takes into account the exemption.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So once you put that phrase in there, it means you can never have a facial challenge.
All right, 30 seconds, Professor. Will the court also, Supreme Court also issue a stern letter saying no?
Yes, it should. And I think it will. I mean, look, these guys are in an impossible position because what you do is you have outrageous decisions taken by the president, which you have to deal with. And then you have outrageous positions taken against the president. I've always said, and you've heard me say this 1,000 times on your show, it's always Trump a la carte. You cannot simply say, oh, he's here or he's there. You actually have to look at the merits of a case.
Richard Epstein, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit BHMCPAGroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.